This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the final tabulations, the final few ballots are straggling in from around the country. There may be a few more recounts. There may be a recount in Wisconsin, in a couple of counties, heavily Democratic counties. The recount in Georgia is just about done. But the results of the election ought to be clear, accepted, and an idea of message conveyed. And what is the message? Some kind of big triumph for the left? Not at all. If anything, this election indicates that the American population is still predominantly conservative. And Mark Penn, who is a former political guru and campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, he was one of the managers of Hillary's first campaign for president, where she lost the nomination to a guy named Barack Obama, who I understand has a book that's out that has gotten an unbearable amount of publicity. But in any event, Mark Penn points out that in this last election, where, yep, Joe Biden won by 6 million votes, he won by a lot in the popular vote, and he won a solid electoral college victory with 306 electoral votes, just like President Trump won 306 electoral votes 4 years ago. But how many people identified as liberal of the people who came out to vote? 24%. 38% said they were conservative. Another 38% said they were moderate. Now, what does that mean? That means if you add up the people who say they're moderate together with the people who say they're conservative, that comes to 76% of the electorate. It's pretty amazing. Because if you put together those two groups, people who describe themselves as moderate and people who describe themselves as conservative, you have the kind of majority that could actually get things done. There's a piece from that perspective today that's posted on NBC News. And it's a piece by somebody who identifies himself as part of the Welcome Party. I know it sounds like the birthday party. The birthday party and its nominee, Kanye West, they got 10,000 votes spread over six different states. And it's 60,000 votes spread out of a variety of states. I think their best state was Tennessee. But in any event, no, the Welcome Party is actually an effort to try to change the Democratic Party from what it is to something that would be more appealing to moderates and conservatives. And Liam Kerr at NBC News says Democrats barely recaptured the presidency and on net lost ground in the House. Not much will get done on health care or the environment, however ambitious, without a Democratic president and swing district legislators and trying to narrow the path to represent just a few of the most extreme factions and the purest of orthodoxies they champion is tantamount to waving the white flag on the entire party platform. He writes that Joe Biden went from former vice president to president-elect because he cast a wide net for Democrats, repeatedly seeking votes from independents and from what former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg frequently referred to as future former Republicans. And he talks about people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as being one of those people who wants a smaller Democratic Party. Why would a Democrat want that? So you can boss it. But it means that nothing will get done. It means that you won't win. And this was true for years and years and years for people who wanted to purge the Republican Party of moderates, who said moderate was a dirty word. We're going to be speaking to a political analyst, somebody based here in the Northwest, who also talks about the dangers of abandoning the center for the Democratic Party and, yes, for the Republican Party as well. Bill Maher spoke about the danger of the Democratic approach at the end of his show this Friday night, last Friday night, actually. And here is what he had to say. This will be clip 2A.
Democrats must figure out why so many voters still say to them, you're good enough, you're smart enough, but doggone it, we don't like you. Under the headline, Something Went Wrong, the New York Times described a post-election conference call between Democratic leaders where they wept, cursed, and traded blame. Wait, I thought we won this one. Which we did. But Democrats were supposed to flip the Senate and didn't. Supposed to flip state legislatures, not a one. And they lost seats in the House. In a year that was so much about making people aware of racism, their share of minority votes went down. The message to Democrats from so much of the country seems to be, we don't like Trump, but we still can't bring ourselves to vote for you.
Okay, that is a very clear and direct insight from a man of the left, and Bill Maher is, but he has the guts to tell the truth to some of the people on his side, which I think is crucial. And he continues about no future for a party of the woke. Listen.
Democrats are the party of every hypersensitive social justice warrior woke bull story in the news. They're the party that disappears people or tries to make them apologize for ridiculous things. I can do this all day. Cite stories, big and small, that are endlessly on people's news feeds that add up to a constant drip, drip, drip of these people are nuts. Democrats kept saying in the campaign, you can't possibly think Trump is preferable to what we're selling. And many voters keep saying, yes, we can. In fact, our primary reason voting for him is to create a bulwark against you, because your side thinks silence is violence and looting is not. Because you're the party of chasing speakers off college campuses and making everyone walk on eggshells and replacing let's not see color with let's see it always and everywhere, formerly the position of the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, this is powerful. And in the same session of Real Time with Bill Maher on Friday, there was a writer for Caitlin Flanagan for The Atlantic who made, I think, a very salient point about the media contribution to all of this. We will get to that. We will also be speaking to a public affairs firm official who has just written a piece locally in the Seattle Times about the real message of the election. And the real message of the election was not pushing America in a more liberal, progressive, or left-wing direction. It was pushing America to moderation. The real winner, says Tim Punk, is moderate ideas and moderate approaches in substance and in tone. We'll talk about that and then talk about a moderate voice from where you don't really expect it, Fox and Friends, concerning one of the most explosive issues of the moment. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
of good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To this show, a political consultant and a veteran of many campaigns and many administrations named Tim Punk. Tim is a native of Wyoming. He began his career working for a great U.S. Senator, Alan Simpson, a Republican of Wyoming. He has also worked for Democrat Senator Max Baucus of Montana. He's also worked for the Clinton White House, the Gore presidential campaign, and the Democratic staff of the Senate Finance Committee. And, Tim, you had the audacity to declare something that seems to be impossible in the pages of the Seattle Times. You say right here, I'm holding the article in my hand, you say Republicans can win in Washington State. Okay, you got my attention. How?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be on. Look, I think what's interesting in Washington and what I made the case for in my op-ed is that I think Republicans need to kind of rethink how they win. I mean, obviously Republicans can win on the eastern side of the state and, you know, outside of King County and outside of Seattle. What's interesting, though, is I think if you look statewide, you know, Republicans have had trouble for years, right? I mean, there hasn't been a Republican governor. I think Washington has the longest streak of not having a Republican governor, something like 34 years. And
yeah,
we
also have the longest streak of our baseball team not getting into the playoffs, but go ahead.
I can't solve that. but look, you know, folks, I mean, I think if Republicans are going to continue to nominate folks who are on the right side of the spectrum, and Lauren Culp is certainly, you know, an example of that, then Republicans are not going to win. But what I think is interesting is, you know, Republicans have an opportunity in our top two primary system, right? And if you look at the races this year, you had three interesting races in Washington State this year where you had very progressive Democrats versus, you know, center-left moderate Democrats. And the moderate Democrats won every race. And so I think the opportunity that Republicans have as they look, you know, ahead to the next 2 years, or the next 4 years, is thinking about the moderate Democrats or the independent candidates who have an opportunity to win statewide. And the top two primary really is kind of set up for that.
You know, I spent some of the weekend talking about your provocative piece. And one of the criticisms that I would make of it is that a lot of it is based on this very unusual election. We had a very, very high turnout election, the highest turnout election in over 100 years. And it's one of those things that usually when it's tougher to turn people out, isn't it true that the extremes, a really strong right-wing message or a really strong left-wing message, that'll get people to the polls? And that's why those folks tend to win primaries. Isn't that the case?
In certain cases, yeah. And I think there was a high turnout this year in part because you had passion, frankly, on both sides. I think you had a lot of passion for Trump on the Republican side, and I think you also had a lot of passion against Trump on the Democratic side. I think that's certainly pushed a lot of the turnout, but that doesn't, I think, account for, you know, how Joe Biden, for example, won the primary, right? I think Joe Biden won the primary in part because I think people wanted to see a candidate who they thought could beat Trump, and I think they also didn't want to swing the pendulum from so far to the right to so far to the left. I think people wanted to get back to a normal centrist way of governing and, frankly, a way of governing. And so I think what you saw ultimately in the general is we reject Trump and we want to see somebody like Biden win. But at the same time, you know, divided government is going to get us, you know, consensus on issues that can last for a while as opposed to swinging, you know, so far to one way or the other.
In the process of all of this, what's the biggest challenge for the Republican Party, which is not powerless? I mean, the Republican Party is almost surely going to continue to control the Senate. It has a really good shot at taking over the House in 2022. So what should the Republican Party be to build the kind of winning coalition that can actually take back the presidency in 2024?
Well, look, I'm a Democrat, and I want to see a Democrat win in 2024. But if I'm a Republican, I think the key is don't overplay your hand, right? It's not the case that I think anybody has a clear mandate in this election. It's a split mandate. If anything, it's a mandate for moderates. And so I think that, you know, I think progressives are going to have to, you know, sit back and say, look, you know, things are going to have to happen by working with potentially likely a Republican Senate. And I think Republicans are going to have to understand that, look, we're not going to win by being kind of the party of no. You know, I mean, there's been talk of would a Republican Senate allow through President Biden's cabinet members, things like that. I don't think that blocking cabinet members or kind of being a party of no is the way to win in 2022 or 2024. I think they're going to have to find things to work together on, things like infrastructure or even renewable energy that have bipartisan support.
Yeah, and by the way, even Lindsey Graham has said that he is going to favor letting Biden appoint his cabinet, not try to fight every cabinet appointment. So there's agreement with you on that. Looking ahead to 2024, most people assume that Joe Biden, who would be 82 at that time, probably won't run for a second term. Who do you think is the strongest Democratic candidate at this point, if you were looking 4 years ahead, and the strongest Republican challenger?
Interesting question. I think on the Democratic side, look, I mean, obviously you're going to have a sitting vice president. So first of all, if you're making the assumption that Biden's not going to run again, and obviously no one knows that. If he's not going to run again, obviously you have a sitting vice president who certainly is going to be in a poll position. But you have a lot of interesting people that I think didn't get as much of a look this time around that might next time around. You know, I think somebody like a Pete Buttigieg is very interesting, really smart guy. I think most people looked at him and said, you know, he's got kind of the demeanor that we like and the thoughtfulness that we like, but maybe not enough experience yet. But if he's in the Biden cabinet, he becomes interesting. Somebody like a Steve Bullock, you know, the governor of Montana, who, you know, he didn't win this election for Senate, but he has a history of winning as a Democrat in a red state, very centrist. I think that's the type of Democrat that can.
Okay, and quickly on the Republican side.
Republican side, you know, I'd love to see somebody, frankly, personally, like a Ben Sasse. The interesting thing on the Republican side is I think that people are very concerned that Trump's going to be out there as kind of the puppeteer. I don't think that's true. I think you've got enough Republicans who want to be president that, you know, Trump's star is going to stay.
Nikki Haley?
Nikki Haley, I think, is definitely very interesting, right? I mean, she sort of fits that mold of moderate Republican along with Sasse, who I think can win over the middle.
I appreciate it. Tim Punk, it's great speaking to you, and thanks for your piece. It's posted on our website. It's called Moderates Win, 4 Election Takeaways. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's campaign will pay for recounts in 2 counties in Wisconsin. The price tag is $3 million for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties. It would have cost the campaign much more to initiate recounts over the entire state. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in the Badger state by around 20,000 votes. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with. and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's an approach that is just insane. And it's insane on the Republican side of things. It's even more insane on the Democratic side of things. And there's this activist on the Democratic side named Liam Kerr who calls it out. You may remember that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, had put together this alliance to back competitive so-called progressive candidates against establishment Democrats. And they lost every one of their fights, except for one. There was only one candidate that Ocasio-Cortez's alliance backed in a competitive general election against a Republican rather than backing a candidate in safe Democratic seats earlier in the year. That's who they backed in primaries, and they won a few of those. But when it comes to one super progressive candidate that they backed in a election that was supposed to be really close, it was a candidate named Kara Eastman in that second district in Nebraska. And she lost. She lost by more than 4 points. And that was a seat that Joe Biden won, which is incredible. Biden won the seat handsomely. She lost by 4 points. And that, when I say that Biden won, that could have been if President Trump had carried Michigan and Pennsylvania, then it would have been a tie election, except for the fact that Biden carried that seat in Nebraska. And Nebraska and Maine are the two states that do it the right way, in my opinion, by allowing an electoral vote for any candidate who carries a congressional district, even in a state that he generally loses. Okay, what does all this come to? It comes to this ridiculous notion that a smaller, more ideologically defined party is stronger. And Liam Kerr writes that the electoral success of more moderate Democrats is not just an anecdotal or one-time phenomenon. Political science research has consistently demonstrated that moderate candidates do better at the polls. This was certainly true in the presidential primary, both on its outcome and its impact on the general election. And this, I thought, was fascinating and really, really important. The far-left discourse in the primaries, remember Bernie Sanders was talking about giving prisoners, even people serving life sentences for terrorism, giving them the right to vote, that kind of thing. The far-left discourse in the primaries turned off voters in the middle, with one study showing that even brief exposure to the Democratic debates during primary season reduced independent support for a generic Democratic nominee by 6 percentage points without a significant uptick in energy from the base. In other words, the more people watched the Democrats debate, the more they hated Democrats and the more they went over and voted for Donald Trump. And they also didn't necessarily respond so well to all of the exposure to President Trump. But when they saw the Democrats, a lot of people ran away in horror. And there's no question. He writes, the struggle within the Democratic Party will likely be framed as left versus center in the coming months. In reality, the struggle is between the exclusive online bubble and the welcoming big tent that is Joe Biden's America, he says, hopefully, focused on the real world and healing the country. While subtraction may benefit some Democrats, the party should hope to remain the party of addition. This goes along with something that I've said for years and years and years, is the way to build a successful Republican Party is through addition, not subtraction. It's through multiplication, not division. And that, it seems to me, is important and obvious. And when you talk about people responding to the left and running away in horror, even Caitlin Flanagan of The Atlantic, this is clip number 13, Jeremy, had an astute observation about how the media, as much as they may favor the left, actually do damage to that cause. How? Listen.
We have to at least pretend slightly that every single major news network is not completely leftist.
Right.
You know, oh, I was just trying to watch the returns. Everyone was crying. So go to MSNBC. No, they're crying too. If we're crying about the returns from Allegheny County and we're just explicitly showing that our newscasters are so completely biased, of course the right's going to go somewhere else. Of course they're going to leave the traditional news. And, you know, the New York Times, forget it. It has nothing to say to the right. And I think that's where we all, that's this issue that our country actually needs us. You know, we all need to grow up. The news gathering sources need to grow up. The people on air, no more crying on the news. Like, they'll tell you about somebody getting beheaded after school, but then you get the Allegheny County returns, right. And oh my God, they have to be taken out in a stretcher. We're just going to have to really suck it up and be a little less partisan in the news.
I agree.
Okay, that's a good idea. And by the way, there's a guy named Brian Kilmeade. He's been a frequent guest of this show. He's a friend of mine. And Brian, part of the crew at Fox and Friends, had this to say, maybe in an unpredictable way for President Trump's favorite show. This is clip 3.
Here's the thing. I think for the President of the United States, while he continues to fight on, and this is probably going to be the end of the week for Pennsylvania if they don't produce something, I think it's going to, in the country's best interest, if he starts coordinating on the virus and starts coordinating with security with the Biden team and just brief them. Because on the virus, we're going to be able to get this out as soon as 2 weeks. We need to coordinate on the transportation and implementation, and he'll see how thorough the planning has been so we don't drop the ball in a little while.
Okay, that's, look, it seems to me a solid point. Another solid point that needs addressing is just the ongoing nuttiness on campus. There is, at a prestigious small private college, there is a new attempt to push the idea that any questioning of the idea of systemic racism, if you say that systemic racism does not exist, then that makes you, by definition, a racist. This is awful, it's shameful, and it needs to be answered. We can also talk about the great mask wars, which it seems to me demean American politics to a great extent. People should be encouraged as far as possible to wear masks, but the idea that this is a life and death issue, it seems to me, goes off the track. And there is also now a major California school district that is banning Huckleberry Finn again, but also To Kill a Mockingbird. Why? We will get to that and some of the stupid distortions of political correctness. Plus, there's a an atheist group that opposes a Christian charity to feed hungry children. Why would they do that for a time-honored Christmas fundraising appeal? We will get to that as well, coming up on Political Correctness Gone Wrong segment. Political correctness is by definition wrong, it seems to me. But all coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Rough day on Wall Street today. The stocks went down over 300 points, largely because they decided to shut down public schools again in New York City, and it apparently spooked the investor community. But one of the things that you hear from anybody who knows the investment business is it's all about long-term, not short-term, up, down today, what's going on. It's about what's happening long-term. And you can have the opportunity to participate in some amazingly promising and exciting long-term investments with startups before they get sold to big conglomerates, sometimes before they even get put out in public. You can do that through Our Crowd, which lets you be an insider to participate together with angels and VCs to get in early on the most promising high-tech companies while you wait for them to reach multi-billion dollar valuations before you can invest. No, you don't want to wait for them. You want to be part of the ground floor. Check out your opportunities at Our Crowd. It is completely free to be part of their newsletter. It costs you absolutely nothing. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. A great opportunity to participate in some of the most exciting investments around. Okay, this is more depressing than exciting. There is a college called Bucknell University out in Pennsylvania, which is a pretty exclusive and prestigious private university. It's a liberal arts college. Tuition by itself, without room and board, is listed at $58,000 a year. Okay, so it's an expensive, prestigious college, pretty campus, by the way. In a message to the campus community, there's a biology professor named Steve Jordan, and he was responding to a notice sent out on the University Message Center promoting an upcoming event. And the upcoming event, which featured Shelby Steele, the great scholar at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and his son, filmmaker Eli Steele, and the event was entitled Systemic Racism, Truth or Poetic Truth, Two Perspectives. You'll notice it didn't even say systemic racism, true or false. It said truth or poetic truth. And then they're going to be showing this new film, which was called What Killed Michael Brown. And the film, which I haven't seen yet, but I look forward to it, actually suggests that no, there is not some kind of pandemic of police shootings of black males, that there are a host of other problems that are reflected in the publicity for all of these terrible cases like Michael Brown. And here's what this professor, he's a professor of biology again, posted about this program they were trying to put on his campus. These posts are akin to questioning the truth of slavery or the mass murder of Christians under Stalin's Great Purge. We would all be outraged to receive an email with a subject, the Holocaust, truth or poetic truth, two perspectives. We should be similarly offended by these emails, which are ironically themselves evidence of systemic racism. In other words, he takes it as such a given, such a profound beyond argument position that systemic racism is part of the way we live our lives, that if you even question it, you're going to get slammed as racist. This is outrageous and it's wrong. There was another story from campuses that unfortunately became a national story, even though the guy apologized. And of course, right now, if you're a college professor, you can get in a world of trouble for anything that you tweet or post. You've got to be very, very careful. And the Virginia Pilot reported last week that a business professor and a dean at Virginia Wesleyan University, his name is Paul Hewell, wrote that if you choose Biden for president, you are ignorant, anti-American, and anti-Christian. Okay, folks responded by posting hundreds of comments on the university's Facebook page calling Hewell's message unacceptable and embarrassing. But then 2 days later, President Trump retweeted it. And the president said that Hewell was making progress. And look, I feel for this guy. He's fine because he immediately apologized. And he said this, and I thought this was meaningful and good. He said, I spoke out of anger, which I should not have done. Second, I don't believe what I said. I have friends and family who are Democrats, and I love them dearly. Good. I've apologized on both accounts profusely. I set a poor example in that post of what a Christian should be. I know that God has forgiven me and already died for my sins. I hope others will forgive me as well. He went on to say, we all need to be a little less quick to anger and a little more willing to forgive. And that certainly applies to me. I am a Christian work in progress for sure. Well, well said. And again, this may end up having a happy ending for Dean Hewell and for everybody at Virginia Wesleyan as well. Now, speaking of happy endings, there's a film that you would think this looks like a wonderful film for kids. It's a movie about the origins of Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland. What if they were brother and sister? And the film stars Angelina Jolie, and Michael Caine is in it, and Derek Jacobi, and David Oyelowo. It's beautifully shot, imported from Britain. So what about this movie, Come Away, with Angelina Jolie? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
It's billed as an origin story for both Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland. And it boasts a terrific cast, including Angelina Jolie, Michael Caine, and David Oyelowo. This elegant concoction, directed by Brenda Chapman, who did animated films like Brave and Prince of Egypt, is called Come Away, now playing in select theaters.
She's in a hurry to grow up. He dreams of exploring new lands.
Who are these dirty vagabonds, and what have they done with my children?
And what have they done with the beloved source material? Though it's always handsome to look at, Come Away is painful and perplexing to watch by the lavish emphasis on suffering and loss, with levels of death, mutilation, and cruelty that make the PG rating utterly inappropriate. Only two stars for the not-for-kids Come Away.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And it's not for kids, and it's actually really problematic for adults. because they make you care about this family. It's a family that has three children, and one of them becomes Peter Pan, and one of them becomes Alice in Wonderland. Now, they completely ignore the fact that those two works of literature were written 40 years apart, so it would be hard for them to actually be brother and sister, but okay, fine. So the problem is that you come to care about this family, and then terrible things begin happening, including a really disturbing scene of a mutilation. I mean, really very disturbing. And I cannot believe that they're selling this for holiday season and aiming it at kids. And what it shows is a real problem in marketing. And you can look at this film and say, well, there are a lot of people who gave a lot to it, and they did their best in the performances, and the child stars are quite wonderful. But please take that PG rating with a grain of salt. It's inappropriate for certainly for children and for sensitive adults. Coming up next time, there's a Washington Post column that says that golfing and exercising is indulging in white male privilege and therefore inherently racist. Really? And there's also a Kansas middle school that's decided to stop its participation in Operation Christmas Child, which collects toys and school supplies and hygiene products for needy kids all around the world. Why are they stopping that? We will cover that. And we will also cover why it might be that the most important participant in the inauguration ceremony that's scheduled for January 20th won't be President Trump, won't be President-elect Biden. It could be outgoing Vice President Mike Pence. Why? You'll find out next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.